A revamped public works yard is still a few years away, but the district of Saanich is one step closer with the purchase of a nearby property on Lochside Drive. Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch said the newly added 1.2-hectare property, which cost $25 million, includes offices and will be used for a new headquarters for the Parks Department, freeing up space for public works. "It puts in a much stronger position to start moving forward," he said. The Parks Department will move from its current location in temporary trailers next to public works facilities at Mackenzie Avenue and Borden Street, a 5.3-hectare site with buildings ranging from 40 to 70 years old. About 300 parks and public works staff work at or report to the site, with their duties covering transportation, parks, water, sewers and solid waste services. Murdoch said having a separate location for the Parks Department also gives Saanich the chance to consider additional uses at the main site, including residential and commercial development. The business case to improve the center was backed by council in June 2022. The planned work was estimated at the time to cost up to $212 million. Work will continue there during construction, with remediation of the property's Public Works Creek part of the plans. The overall project design is being revised and will come before council in a couple of months, with public engagement to follow, Murdoch said. He said the project's cost estimates will change based on new design details, as well as the revenue potential of residential and commercial uses. Quadra, Cedar Hill Community Association President Susan Haddon said the recent property purchase seems like a solid decision. She said her group has spoken with Saanich about the project, and heard there were previous efforts to find an alternate site because the current one is in such a prime location, but nothing appropriate was found. Haddon said she likes the idea of residential and commercial use being considered, especially at a time when housing is so badly needed. "We'll look forward to hearing where the vision is now and what discussions they're having with private sector partners. Portions of the site could be freed up for other uses by securing space currently used for things like vehicle storage and collecting garden waste," Haddon said. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.